With help from a $5 million USDA grant, the University of Wyoming and two local groups are conducting a study of the health benefits of gardening. They found 14 volunteers with significant medical issues to start growing food in their own backyards. The goal is to see if gardening improves their health. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports.
Gail Woodsum runs a group called Feeding Laramie Valley, which collects fresh fruits and vegetable donations and distributes the produce to soup kitchens and other organizations. Woodsum can often be found working on her vegetable plot in the Labonte Community Garden, weeding or picking beets, broccoli, and yellow squash. This morning, she's doing some hoeing, but she doesn't just tend her own garden. She's working to build gardens for people with serious health problems. It's part of a research project.
We give people gardens. We get them started. We put them in. We work with the people who have them and then measure whether or not there's a health effect on them. So all the people involved have some sort of health challenge.
Challenges that range from diabetes to arthritis. The participants for the study came from all socioeconomic and age groups. At the start, they recorded a lot of data about their medical problems. At the end of the gardening season, they'll go through the same retinue of tests again to see if they're healthier. In the sunny side yard of his duplex apartment in Laramie, Jason Nichols waters his zucchini plants. These days, he and his mother, Tara Nichols, spend most of their mornings in the garden. They volunteered to participate in the garden study after hearing about it through Jason's therapist. Both of them have lots of medical challenges.
Well, I myself have a lot of, chronic conditions, nothing acute. Osteoarthritis, which has gotten real bad up here, heart condition, diabetes, and asthma. Not to say the least of which is anxiety disorder and depression.
Since they started participating in the study, they've been eating lots of fresh vegetables. And Tara Nichols says she's getting more exercise because she's climbing the stairs 3 and 4 times a day to be outside tending her garden or just admiring it. She says it seems to be helping.
But I managed to keep off 4 pounds, but my blood sugar has stabilized for the first time in a long, long time. So that's what it's done for me.
Tara says she's curious to find out objectively if she really is healthier. The project is the brainchild of Dr. Christine Porter, an assistant professor of public health at UW. Porter says it's important to give people control over their health, and gardening is an excellent way to do that. She says there are lots of observational studies of gardening's effect on health, but this is the only study collecting scientific data that she knows of.
So our goal here ultimately is to do a randomized controlled trial so that you can be sure that the benefits that are being attributed to gardens are true. And if we can prove those benefits, which include not only access to food, increased fruits and vegetable consumption, but increased activity, lowered stress, increased social networks, even with home gardens, interestingly.
The study will track a wide array of health measures, including blood pressure, blood glucose, and even cortisol in the saliva as an indication of stress levels. They are doing the study in 2 places, Laramie and the Wind River Indian Reservation. On the reservation, diabetes is so prevalent that the life expectancy is only 59. Jim Sutter with Blue Mountain Associates, the Wind River Reservation group partnering on the study, says he's already seeing results, at least anecdotally.
Because I've seen the gardeners that have been already, utilizing the produce from their gardens, and they're happier and just look healthier than when we started this.
Sutter says many participants have been building more garden beds on their own and asking if they can have larger gardens next year. In fact, Sutter says they've gone one step further and are preserving and canning as well. The results of the study will be analyzed and released after the growing season is wrapped up in October. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.